You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I'm alongside Dr. Banati, and we're going to talk about something called paresthesia syndrome. Dr. Banati, I've never heard about this before. What is it?
Well, paresthesia syndrome is a type of information that the nerves are giving to the body due to some type of an injury. And I'm not talking about physical injury. I'm talking about trauma inside of the nerve or around the nerve.
Okay.
And that type of a problem usually will require physicians to be concerned about a possibility that that nerve needs to be decompressed or something like that. And unfortunately, if it is not very done with the correct approach and in a specific area, then what happened is that paresthesia after the surgery impact negatively the surgery. And how you know what is paresthesia? Well, it's something that the patient initially, because of some degenerative changes, aging, or some trauma, will develop, and the nerve will give you symptoms of pain, or will give you symptoms of burning, or will give you symptoms of itching, or will give you another symptoms that they wake you up, that these sensations of something crawling on your skin.
Ooh.
All this is nothing more than the nerve that is trying to advise to the person that is having some injury.
When you talk about it itching, is this one of these itches you can't really scratch because it's not on the surface?
Exactly.
Okay.
You feel the itching, and if you touch it, sometimes you can feel a little discomfort, and that thing disappear for a couple of seconds, but come back again.
All right.
The same thing, the feeling of heat. You feel like it's burning something. Some other times you feel like somebody is just practically burning so strong that you will have reactions on the skin, and some of the people will have blisters or so.
Ooh.
But that depends on how intense the paresthesia is.
Okay.
And it's very much confused because it's being put together on the box as some type of a back injury or neck injury.
Mm.
And it's usually present as a degenerative problem initially and then progress to create symptoms like that. And if continued progressing will damage the nerve, and it becomes more extensive, and for too long, that nerve will become now weak, and the information to the muscle will be poor, and then that will create weakness in legs or weakness in hands.
Mm-hmm.
So paresthesia syndrome is being studied recently in Osaka because they put around maybe 100 patients that they were, after surgery, having these symptoms. And they were very curious to see that after a procedure to treat the spine problems like herniated discs or sensations that they were associated with weakness and things like that, then they decompressed that area or they did laminectomies in those patients. And the results were that these patients wake up with normal, better motor behavior. But they have a sensory behavior that was totally upsetting them and reported as a negative result.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought it's a negative result secondary to the surgery, and it's not. So it's a sensory part of the perineural that you need to exactly localize and be able to correct. At the Banati Institute, we found that one very frequent, and we are able to correct decompressing the area exactly where the symptom appears.
So when you're talking about blisters, I had an occurrence where I had extreme pain that was basically from the thigh around the knee and down towards the ankle into the foot. And suddenly a rash appeared. Is that what you're describing?
Yes. It's usually that is a paresthesia syndrome. And then what happened is initially you feel like burning, like pain in that area.
Right.
But becomes very intolerable and is absolutely very painful. And it's so painful sometimes that will create blisters on the skin or rashes on the skin that they are extremely painful just a touch. Some people cannot put a sheet on top of the leg if the leg was operated for a procedure.
Right.
And then in the paresthesia is on the leg. Then they cannot put the sheet on top because it's extremely sensitive and produce a lot of pain.
Correct.
So this syndrome is very poorly described, and the results of that is usually the people abandon, and then the body react, and in few months the things start to become more tolerable, but people has months of this discomfort, and sometimes the the rush become blisters, and others sometimes you scratch so much that area that you create wounds or infections. Mm-hmm.
And so what you're saying is, as bad as that can be, it's not directly related to spine surgery, but it is something that can be treated at the Banati Spine Institute.
Yeah, it's not related to back surgery, mm-hmm. but it's related to the injury that happens in that nerve that initially is already giving you that information.
And how frequent does this occur?
It's very frequent. It's part of the compound of the pain. Mm-hmm. The people said, oh, I hurt in my back. But at the same time, they don't come back and they said, sometimes I feel like it's burning. Sometimes right. I feel like itches. Some other time I feel like it's something crawling on my skin, mm-hmm. and that's the nerve telling you that it's an injury in that nerve that needs to be addressed.
Right, but it's not all in the mind, which is what a lot of doctors' offices tend to tell people nowadays.
No, that's not in the mind, and it's very clear because then becomes visible on some of the patients because you can see the rush. And if you don't take care of the rush, then you can see a blister.
Right.
And if you don't take the blister, you can see a wound. Mm.
And so what do you recommend to people if they are suffering in that way?
Well,
should
they mention the specific
ailment?
First thing, I think we need to identify if this thing happens before the surgery. That usually is. And then we need to identify why the surgery didn't correct the problem, mm-hmm. because probably didn't address exactly the area where that nerve is under some sort of an injury. Mm-hmm. This type of a problem is more frequent in degenerative changes, mm-hmm. and in surgeries after massive decompressions. And I start to see some of these problems now more often in individuals that they have fusions and with the screws and plates because the massive scar that you can see after the surgery.
Right.
So that problem is something that needs to be addressed.
Right.
I see more and more impact in trying to produce more and more fusions in the country, mm-hmm. and in the world. And I think the misinformation that the people has right now about fusions needs to be addressed, and they needs to be addressed seriously because we're going to have a population of thousands and thousands of people that they're going to cause large amount of expenses on the healthcare because fusions don't work.
And in addition to the problems fusion cause above and below the surgery site, paresthesia doesn't sound like another thing you want to have to address at that point. If you suffer with paresthesia and would like to know if you're a candidate for the exclusive Banati Spine procedures, visit askbanati.com. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have more after the break. You're listening to American Medicine Today.